And how would you describe, I guess, the sports or club situation at Roswell?
Most of my livelihood, in terms of sports at Roswell, revolved around cross country. I was on the cross country team for 4 years. Stayed after school every day to run anywhere from 3 to 6 miles. And those are just the, it was just the best group of guys and girls, I guess, who did cross country. I came in as a freshman knowing nobody, honestly, nobody at this entire high school, and like just bonded with everyone real quick. They didn't know my name for a while because I was brand new, so they called me Crazy Freshman, a name which I held up until my senior year as on the cross country team. I could show you a shirt upstairs that they made for me with my yearbook picture on it and Crazy Freshman, 3 years running, written on it, that they presented to me when I was a junior in high school. So it's just a great group of guys. A lot of them I still keep in touch with at Georgia. A lot of them go elsewhere. Either way, I still keep in touch with the vast majority of them. So they really really welcomed me in as a new student and as a new athlete, and I stuck with that group up until my senior year of high school. Ran track with most of them from 10th grade on, and just a great group of kids. Other than cross country and track, there was soccer. Again, soccer is just something I was never really passionate about, but I was decent enough as a goalkeeper to get by and to keep playing it. So played soccer, did well, had 2 goals scored on me all season long as one of our 2 goalkeepers on the team. So that was a pretty good record, I guess. Didn't play anymore after my freshman season. And apart from that, I tried out for the basketball team my freshman year. Ended up being the very last guy cut, which was kind of rough, but played rec ball with my friends and won 2 championships out of 4 years playing, so had fun with that.
What other kinds of groups were there at Roswell? I mean, like unofficial student groups that people just hung out with each other?
As far as social groups?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there were... let me see if I can classify these accordingly. I don't know how well defined they were. I guess there were a lot of kids from I guess the honors and the AP classes would be together and hang out together. A lot of the athletes would hang out together. A lot of the football players and basketball players would hang out together. And let's see. I don't know. I can't really. There was a lot of blending among the groups. A lot of not very well established boundaries between the groups. In most cases, I wouldn't think. I guess I mostly just associated with the people with whom I came into contact most frequently, which was the honors and the AP kids, I guess. But I sort of had friends and contacts in most of the groups, and consider myself just a fairly well-rounded person in that respect.
Were there any racial divides in high school?
Yes and no. I guess most of the Latino kids, we became a magnet school for the Latino community. So most of the Latino kids would sort of associate with themselves. And we're, as far as the rest of the school is concerned, this is just my impression, and not necessarily a good one, but we're sort of a non-entity as far as the rest of the school was concerned. A lot of people just didn't realize they were there, and it was just something new that nobody really noticed, the influx of Latinos in the school. A lot of the African-American students who knew each other through playing sports with the high school, football, basketball, whatever, would associate with each other. But also fit in well with the white kids at school. A lot of them were in, a few of the black kids.